I'm Dan Jan. We're back to the KOME Expressway Show. We're with Pat from the Astrophysics Society. Is that correct, Pat?
Astrophysics School.
Astrophysics School. What exactly is that? That's situated in Los Gatos, correct?
Yes. In fact, we have schools in Honolulu, Hawaii, in Seattle, Washington, Vancouver, British Columbia, and here in the Bay Area.
Mm-hmm. And what exactly does the school do?
Teaches the inner path and outer path towards self-mastery and God-conscious states, and deals with the opening of mystical or spiritual powers within the individual.
Mm-hmm.
Reading auras is some of that, and that's what we'll be doing tonight, reading people's auras over the air.
Okay, how long did it take you to develop this skill in reading auras?
Anyone can be taught it if they have the initiative of focus, if they decide to do that. I've been trained since age 5.
So, in other words, you don't have to have any powers of ESP or psychic ability or anything?
No, it's a matter of where you pay attention, how you pay attention. The subtle things of an individual's nature become gross to you. The gross things can become subtle. You amplify the subtleties of the individual, feeling their light and their energy. As they think, they send out a radiation in their mind. As they think or feel, they send out radiations. The things they know, the things they believe in, all of these things make up the outer expression of an individual, and they come from the inner consciousness. So what we do is I read with the inner eye, the mystic's eye, and doing the readings, my physical eyes are closed because I project to wherever the individual's at and read their aura, which tells you what electromagnetic fields that their energies from their nervous system are radiating out by the way they use their life, because mm-hmm. everyone gets life the same.
Now, the Astrophysics Society develops a person's skill in reading auras.
What it does, it gives them an ability to, first of all, go to a center of consciousness where they have control. And so that's the first step of mastery and the first step to the powers, is the ability to withdraw away from the things that hang us up, emotional hang-ups, mental hang-ups, those kind of things, and to clear the things that block our clear perception. Your eyes perceive, your nose perceives, your mouth, your ears, your touch, your senses are perceiving. But you also perceive through emotional senses, and that's astral, meaning a metaphysical plane beyond the physical, something that you don't see physically, but you are aware of. And so through your emotional state, you pick up things. You can walk into a room and tell somebody's been arguing, and they both can be smiling, and you can feel the energy on your nervous system. There's been an argument or something in that room, or they're trying to hide something. And the more you're open to an individual, the more you see that. Like a parent can tell right away what the child's doing. But after the child gets cunning and starts covering up their aura, then the parent can't always see what the child is doing. So what we do is, as we get older, we start putting covers on. And we say, this is the way I am emotionally. This is the way I am mentally. This is the way I am creatively. This is the way I am in a spiritual sense. And then we have those things covering up our perception, and we have to look through those. Well, a clairvoyant has to transcend all those things, has to transcend the personality level. The way we pick up the vibrations is through our nervous system, and there are four levels to it. We have the one that the senses is on. That's the central nervous system where we perceive gross things. Then if you concentrate on your breath, you go to your autonomic nervous system or your heartbeat. And now you start perceiving things that are more deeper in the person's consciousness, like emotions. Then have you ever been in a place where it's real quiet and you hear ringing in your ears?
Yeah.
And no one else hears that?
Mm-hmm.
That's called the inner natum, or the sound. And mystics concentrate on that sound to activate their parasympathetic levels of their nervous system, so they pick up thought forms. And so being in an area of receiving that sound and concentrating on the sound, then you can start receiving the impressions of the thoughts. Now your thought impressions may be interpreted by you one way and another individual another way because of their auric makeup. but they would be getting the same thought form. Then to get to the deepest level of your nervous system, when you close your eyes, there's both darkness and light there. And if you concentrate on the light, you're going to the rejuvenating level of the nervous system, and that's the level of perception that you see the aura from, is this parasympathetic level, or what's called the subtlest body. So we have the gross body, the subtle, the subtler, and the subtlest, or the four levels of the nervous system, those make up bodies of consciousness. So by looking at them separately, then we get a better control over them. But we really only have one movement in consciousness.
How long does a student take to take this course through the astrophysics school?
Well, the courses start in September and go through till June. And so they're going in a 9-month period, 36 weeks.
Is it very costly?
No, it's not very costly. In fact, those particular classes are closed now, but we do have another development class that goes 15 weeks that'll be opening soon. And the monthly fee is $55 for the other class.
Mm-hmm. How long did the classes take?
The classes go for 3 hours, usually.
You can take it part-time, in other words.
And once a week, and then you have certain things that you do to develop your awareness. And there are three psychological shifts the individual goes through. Most of us are really reacting to outer things. And so the first movement is to not to react to outer things by having a more stable inner strength. And so they move to an inner strength stage. Then the second psychological shift is they move from what they are thinking and feeling to what they desire from their beliefs and what they desire from what they see that they want in their life rather than what they feel they want in their life. And it moves to a different point of perception and a unity with others in their higher consciousness. Then in the last psychological shift and spiritual shift, they go transcendent to body consciousness, and that's done by moving to the frontal lobes of the brain. The frontal lobes of the brain deal with perception and with our awareness, which is called the third eye or mystic's eye or spiritual eye. And when you're in that part of the brain, you're not reacting out of body consciousness, and you're not reacting out of the mental control that's in the center, the top of the brain, and you're not acting out of the autonomic, which is in the center, in the middle of the lower part of the brain, or the psychic energy in the back of the brain. You move to an area that is pretty virgin, so you have all possibilities of your actions there. And this is where you create from, in that light, the images that will manifest outwardly. So there's a lot of the techniques in the world of using that creative aspect. Some use it for business, and some use it for spiritual purposes. As a mystic, we seek to control our minds completely and have complete freedom of our spirit, and having that two-thirds control, then we have dominion over the earth, all that's on it, the sea, all that's in it, the sky, and all that's in that. That's our dominion.
What sort of people attend the astrophysics school?
It's quite a range of people. I've had in the same class a 7-year-old student in the grade school and a 86-year-old woman that was retired as a school teacher, and a professor, a doctor, some housewives, and college students, all in the same class. And they all could apply the principles because they're universal principles that we teach. And then you can apply them into your personality. So we don't deal with how you're going to use the energy. What we deal with is where the energy's at, how you plug into it.
Mm-hmm. Can you give us examples of how people have used the energy?
Well, to change positions in their life, to change the momentum of where they're going. Some come in a state of transition. They may have emotional conflicts. They may be going through position changes or spiritual changes, and they don't understand, and they are led to us, and then we teach them the techniques, and they become more self-controlled, self-guided, self-confident, self-determined, and eventually into the self-mastery state of being able to control their destiny. And some people have had great array of talents, and they'd want to know which one to focus on. and through the energies you find your focus, what you want to do, not what mom or dad wants you to do, or what your brothers or sisters or society or some other source wants you to do. You start coming from your own strength and your own inner consciousness. You're to reach your individual state and then merge with the all. But some are trying to merge with the all before they become an individual, so it gets a little confusing.
Yeah. Okay, well, Pat's going to be taking your readings, or giving you readings, rather, of questions you may have on your personal life, and you're welcome to give us a call. 575-KOME is our phone number. That's 575-KOME. And Pat, all you need is their name.
Their name.
Their birth name.
If they have a question about the past, present, future, business, personal, social, physical, emotional, mental, creative, or spiritual, in any of those areas, they just ask me. If I know the answer, I give it. If I don't know, I say I don't know. I get impressions. I don't read the future or divine the future. What I do is talk about the law of probability, which means if certain things that has been going on continues to go on, then that'll be their future. So we teach the individual how to control their mind. I notice as I'm reaching out to your audience, a lot of them are saying, "Who? What's this guy talking about?" I'm talking about a very simple thing, self-mastery, ability to bring out the best in you, your talents, your creative powers, and how to control that destiny. And what I do is I project myself and I'll read their aura. I'll read some colors in their aura and tell them something about themselves before they ask me the question. All they do is give me the name, and I can tell them.
Just their first name?
Yeah, just their first name. That's all I need.
Can you give us kind of a description of how you see their aura?
Well, why don't I just read yours, and that'll kind of...
You're going to read my aura.
Yeah,
let's go ahead.
Okay, as I look at you, as I'm coming into your field of expression, first of all, you use a lot of yellow ray energies, which is mental power. And you're very strong mentally, you're very strong emotionally. So you have a very strong power in both of those levels that shows a lot of orange in the aura times. You have blue streaks and some violet streaks in the aura, a great deal of that bright red like this shirt you are wearing there with a lot of rose light through it. So it shows that you have a lot of really strength, power. You like to be physically active in your romantic states. You have strong warmth and love and affection, but you kind of hold it off to keep balanced. The blue and streaks in the aura show that you have creative ideas, leadership abilities. They flash. You love music. I would say strings. And percussion play a lot of in your musical taste. I also see that you have psychic intuitional awarenesses that is in your aura. A lot of times you know things before they're going to happen. A lot of times you'd like to know that more often than you.
I'm sure a lot of people would.
And to center on that, it shows that you also have a strong emotional content, and it looks like about age 18 or 19 there was a conflict between you and another aggressive individual in the family that you branched off more on your independence at that particular point. So that shows up in your aura too.
Well, that definitely is true. At age 19 I did change my major in college, which was not exactly my family's wishes.
Yeah. And at that point, you took your independence and started your movement to your own identity.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a changing point of your life right there.
All right. Well, that's enough on me. If anybody on the audience would like to know about themselves or what the future holds for them, you're welcome to give us a call and talk with Pat. 575-KOME. We asked for your first name. And we also ask for your question about your life. Give us a call, 575-KOME. That's 575-5663. And let's go to the phones right now and see what's on your mind. KOME, you're on the Expressway Show.
Hi, this is Brian Scott.
Scott, what's your question for Pat?
What's my love life look like in the future, Pat?
Okay, let me look at your aura here as I come into you. Scott, okay, as I'm coming into your field of energy and I'm looking at your aura now, I see that at the top part of your aura, there's a great deal of blue energy with some violet streaks off to the left-hand side of it. It comes down into a field of green that has a darker green on the right-hand side and kind of graduates into a brighter green as it moves across. Below this, I see a yellow field of energy which has some tight configurations in the right-hand side but gets real bright on the left-hand side. And then as I come into the love energies or emotional plane, I see that there's some stresses in the back part of the motions in the outer or right side of the aura, but a great deal of rose and bright oranges on the left side coming into a bright red field at the bottom of the aura. This tells me that you have a higher creative energy, that you seek to be successful in the world and have individuality, but your success is mainly in your head or inside of you at this particular point, and you're seeking to bring that out and trying to find your creative notch. And sometimes emotional energies throw off your creative levels. As I come to your psychological level, there's quite a duality there between things that you want for yourself and in how you want things in your environment with others. And as I come into your mind, there's some criticism that you were doing on yourself about some position change you're taking at this point. I think it's a career change or educational change that I'm seeing there. And that affects some of your love life, too, because you're not wanting to make commitments at this particular point to a great length. And as I come in, it looks like you've been taken advantage of in the past in some relationships, had some bittersweet relationships where you were going all out with the energies and then didn't meet the same kind of flow in your relationship, in your romances. And that starts about 14 and a half, 15 years old. What are you, about 23 or 4 now? 21? Is that your age now? Okay, yeah. So I'm seeing that as I come into that age, it's 23 or 4 where you really get that romance clear. You're going to be working through some things till then. But you've got good virility, strength, and power, and I feel good success there. In the the relationship, I would say here, as I look inside, when you are in a good love relationship, you'll find a great strength and joy in it for yourself and a great physical satisfaction, which is always important in a love relationship.
There's your mystery schools, and we teach those. On Thursday night, we'll be having a Gifts and Power class at the Santa Cruz address. And we have this Saturday coming up what we call Soulmate Seminar. Means it tells you how to line up with your soulmate, how to get along physically, emotionally, mentally, psychically, creatively, individually, how to merge to a deep state beyond just the physical actions of undulation in a sexual relationship.
Does your soulmate have to attend or what?
No.
No, not necessarily.
But this is how to find out what is a soulmate, what is a twin ray, how you have certain compatibilities with some people, and with other people, everything seems to be compatible, and that's the one you're looking for where you have the perfect rapport, but that isn't always attainable. You may be looking, and never do meet that one. And most people are working what we call twin rays, meaning they have four of their levels of consciousness and out of seven, and the seven levels are physical, emotional, mental. Those are the lower personality levels. Then we have the psychological level, the soul level. Then there's the higher levels of creative power, of individuality and imagination, of insight, perception, those kind of things. And then their universality, where they merge together. And that makes a difference in their relationship and how they can work together to have success for what they want in their life as a couple.
Is it more difficult for some people to get soulmates over others, or is it the same probability?
The biggest thing is that a lot of people put on an act to go out to get a mate. And then when they get with the mate has had an act, and they had an act, and then when the acts fall away, they get the reality. The thing is to go out and get reality right off and drop the act.
Sometimes they don't get reality until they're married.
Right. That's true. And after all the body and all of the things that drew you wear off and you get right down to a basic relationship, then you have to be the truth is you have to be the kind of mate you want your mate to be.
Okay.
Or like attracts a like.
Well, we
so
got
that'll,
calls,
that'll be open, too. One other place.
Oh, one more thing. Okay.
Yeah, one other thing I'd like to tell them. On the 16th of February in Santa Cruz, we have a full moon ceremony where it's open to the public. And so they can come and meet our students and meet our teachers and get acquainted with the kind of energy and consciousness we work with and with no obligation. So that's available for the people to come and join us down there.
All right.
At the full moon.
Terrific. Let's go back to the phones now. KOME, you're on the Expressway Show with Tad.
Okay, I was wondering, what field was study? My name's Donovan, by the way.
Donovan?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What field of study will be getting into on a permanent type basis?
I feel strong business orientation in you.
Huh?
And I feel not the menial type position.
Huh?
I feel that you're like your own boss.
Huh?
And it's really difficult for you to be under the authority or the domination of another individual. So your success energies would go down if you get under the domination of another individual. But if you go out on your own consciousness and are controlling your career and moving along to that managerial area, you will have a great success. So fortify yourself with things about manager and employee relationship, that kind of thing, so you can have a good rapport there. But that's where the success lies for you. And you have a lot of creative ideas, which brings you very magnetic success. So think positive, know positive, and bring your ideas out, and you'll have people supporting them, and you'll move along into your own business.
Okay, what about love life? How's that going to go?
Love life. Exciting, full of surprises, a lot of joys, great emotional and physical rapports in your love life. It looks like you're bouncing around for a little while, some relationships. But it looks like you're kind of a woman man in the deeper sense, and that comes out more as you get into the later part of this year. I see some going in and out of some relationships before that time, but that's when you really start clicking.
What about any really large changes? Something doesn't have to be in the immediate future, but sometime something really large that you might be able to see.
Only the great satisfaction of being your own boss, but when that finally manifests, and you'll be working towards that in within within a 3 to 5 year cycle, you're working towards the being self-sufficient in the managerial end and the owner end of the business.
Can these things change that you're saying? I mean, they're not like prophecies or anything, but can they change?
Oh, yes. Everything is on the law of probability. What I'm looking at your life stream. Your life stream is light is bombarding this planet. And as it hits the planet, it reflects off the planet, and the planet's moving through space, and it leaves those reflections behind. People are acting in that light, and so they qualify the light. That's called their life stream, and the whole is called the planetary life stream. So as I look at your reflections of what you've been doing, you've been serious, you've been determined to be self-dependent, also be interdependent, to have a good relationship, to have a good, honest relationship, those kind of things, that you take care of things, that you pay attention to details, those kind of things. I can see that. So that takes, that tells me that you, the probability is you're going along that line. But you're also self-determined. So if you decide to change, you can also do that. That the future is not certain until its outcome. And so if anybody says this is exactly what's going to happen, they are very foolish, because everything can change. It can change in a twinkling of an eye.
Okay, well, thanks a lot.
Okay, thanks for calling. Bye-bye. Kay Wami, you're on the Expressway Show.
Hi.
What's that?
I have one question. I want to know how my career was maybe going along in the next 5 years.
What's your first name?
Heath.
Heath? Are you in electronics, Heath?
Well, right now I'm using a computer for some outside work, where I work now.
Are you going to write or something, programs or something along that line? Are you thinking about that?
I want to learn how to program. Right now I'm having somebody write one for me.
Yeah, I'm getting that you'll be involved in that, writing that programs and those kind of things into computer, into electronical areas. It looks like an advancement along that area. It kind of just kind of goes along. It's not no great big leaps, I see, but a kind of a steady growth that is very secure. So it gives a steady, secure growth in what you're doing. It'll support you.
Okay. How's my present relationship going to come along with my girl? In the next couple of months, so.
Well, I see a lot of love and affection there. I see that you're coming to the points of some decision-making where you need to both get clearer on your agreements. Are you thinking about getting married in the summer?
No. I have a wedding I'm going to be in next month, but I'm not going to be married.
I see. I got possibilities of marriage in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
It might be due to a pregnancy, so be careful.
Oh, not bad. One other question. We're just talking about some other things. Have you ever heard of astral travel?
Yes, in fact, it's we teach astral travel, but we also teach light body travel, which is much, much stronger. And it doesn't have the confinements that astral travel. See, astral is your emotional body. It's the content of your feeling nature. And it can be projected in the form of the image of your physical body, or it can be just a set of eyes moving around, or just perception moving around. So there are different degrees of astral projection. So it isn't actually projection. And that word, I think, is overused in when we call say astral projection. What it is a transference of consciousness. Instead of paying attention to the physical, you start paying attention to the astral. And then you start moving on the astral. Well, the next plane up is called mental projection. The next plane up is called psychic projection. And then we get into spiritual projections to the point of light body projection. And the light body is, or Atman, or monad, or spirit body. You can move that through any time, space, circumstance. There is no hindrance to any of the fields. Nothing can destroy that body or stop its movement. It can go through any substance, no matter how dense it is or how fine it is. It doesn't get trapped in anything. It's a freedom.
Since you have mentioned that one, that I've experienced that one right there.
Yeah.
When I was in the hospital, I was a bad auto accident. And
right.
I had surgery in my back, had a vertebrae replaced.
Right.
And while I was laying there, I felt like I just up and left my body.
Right.
I came back to visit my friends. I saw them in the house, my three friends, and there was a strong wind blowing. It was blowing me through fences at my house. right through.
Right, right, yeah.
I was thinking it was going to hurt me, but then I'd go right through them. Whoa.
Right, right. That's the psyche projection you're talking about. It's not astral or light body. It's the soul travel.
Yeah.
And so it's like a wind that carries you along, and when you go over trees, it lifts you, and you go through.
It was also windy that night. It was stormy outside.
Yeah, so you're traveling on the electromagnetic fields within the wind structure psychically. Yeah.
And then when I wanted to, I just woke up. I went straight up and woke up.
Right.
It was cold, clammy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was weird.
Yeah, and then the body, after a period of time, warms back up because you get back in and activate it, yeah.
So that's when I get in, just relax, and I could feel myself so relaxed where I know I haven't taken a breath in over half an hour.
Yeah.
And, you know, I could get up after, you know, when I have to sleep, I could get up and go for the next day.
If you do 20 minutes of dynamic concentration of withdrawing your awareness from your senses and your body, you get equivalent to 4 hours of deep sleep.
It's like self-hypnosis, right?
Well, hypnosis is the aggressive wave. Hypnosis means fixation, concentration, and suggestion. Meditation is the same thing, except you surrender and go passively in rather than forcefully manipulating you in. So they're using the same wave, but one is aggressive and one is passive.
Okay. Hey, thank you.
All right. Thanks for your call. Okay, we're coming up on a break now, but we'll welcome your calls at 575-KOME. We're with Tat from the Astrophysics School. I'm Dana Jang. This is the KOME Expressway Show, and we'll be right back right after this. This is 98.5 KOME San Jose. I'm Dana Jang. We're back to the KOME Expressway Show, and we're taking your calls at 575-KOME. We have another half hour to go. We're with Tat from the Astrophysics School, and you're welcome to give us a call at 575-KOME. Let's go back to the telephones now. KOME, you're on the Expressway Show.
Yeah, my name is Mona.
Yes, Mona.
And I have three questions.
Okay. One at a time.
The guy I'm involved with, me and his future together.
The man you're now involved with? You want to see your future together. Okay. I get a positive future if you wish it together. I see around you the spirit of a little girl. Have you been married before? Or?
No.
Do you? You don't have a little girl now then? Okay. I get a little girl.
Girl.
Yeah, it looks like a child could be involved with the relationship. Are you planning on getting married around the fall or something?
No, I think maybe another year.
Something tells me the fall.
Uh-huh.
I'm getting the fall, and I get a little girl spirit around you. Next question.
My other question is, what about my career? What do you see me doing career-wise?
Are you working in offices?
Yeah, I'm working in a computer software company.
Okay. I'm getting an office area where there's some type of sales going on. And I get, like, over-counter, and then I get orders or something. And I see a desk, I see the orders stacking up, and they get more and more, and they start expanding. Seems like a rush on them, especially March, April, May period. Those 3 months seem very strong for you there, and an increase in orders.
Do you see any kind of like, I want to write a book someday, and do you see a chance of that, or working with an animal?
If there's going to be some writing, I think it's going to be when you're, I don't want to say more mature, but older with more experience. And this looks like it's off 5, 6, 7 years like that. At this point, unless you decide you want to do it quicker, but you're you're still looking for ways to express certain lines, so to speak.
One last question.
Okay.
Am I going to be happy in my life? Like, overall?
Okay, yes, and the way you do that is to be happy right now. And don't hang the carrot out in front of the donkey. You know, a lot of people do that. They say, I'll be happy when I get this, I'll be happy when I get that. And that's like putting a carrot out in front of the donkey, and the donkey chases the carrot. He never gets the carrot, does he? Well, that's the way it is with the with happiness. We sometimes string ourselves out and say, I'll be happy later when I get married or when I have the kids or when I have a family or when my career is going this way or that way. And we rob ourselves from the happiness and joy of the presence. And so be happy and joyful now, and that's a guarantee you'll be happy and joyful in the future, because whatever you do now gives you your future. Whatever you did in the past gives you now. And if you don't want the things of the past to go on, you change now, because this is the only time you have any power to change is when you're present. And there is always this presence, and the presence is ever moving between the past and the future, and you're always present. So be happy now.
All right, thanks a lot.
Okay, thanks for calling. Bye-bye. Kay Lamy, you're on the Expressway Show. What's that?
Well, my name's Lisa.
Yes, Lisa.
I'm going to be starting high school next fall.
Right.
I was wondering if my grades are going to be good.
I feel you've been having a little problem right now. Feel more confidence in yourself. Feel more confidence in your emotions. There needs to be a stabilization there. What are you, about 14?
Yeah, I'm going to be 14 next, at the end of this month.
Okay, yeah, I get 14. This is a transition period you're going through. For the last 2 years, you've been going through a transition in emotional energies. And this continues on a six-year cycle. And so you go from 12 to 18 through emotional states. And as you go through those states, control yourself and be calm within yourself. And then the things you're learning mentally will flow through easy. Don't anticipate that something's going to go wrong. Always see yourself succeeding. And always give yourself the idea of success. Because you've seen failures that you've done in the past, and you're afraid those will come again in the future. Well, here's what fear does. When you put your mind on it in fear, you're seeing pictures, and you're having feelings, and you're having thoughts. Well, your thoughts are things, your feelings are things, your pictures are things that cause a magnetism, and they draw things to you. So see yourself successful, think yourself successful, feel yourself successful, and then you will draw the success and overcome the times when the things hindered you in the past. So I feel that that you have the ability to take control here and have a good success. And so your grades will improve.
Can I ask one more question?
Certainly.
You like to see me moving, like in another year or so? Because my parents are talking about getting divorced, and I was wondering if I'd be moving.
Moving, okay. I think here, see, it comes into my thinking mind that this, some unresolved conflicts, parental conflicts that are going on will be resolved before summer, and I don't believe that there's going to be a divorce. It gives me a 60 to 70% probability there won't be, that the monetary pressures and the psychological pressures that's been going on is going to be released, and that there'll be a coming together. So I don't feel that there'll be a move. That's very strong impulse at this point. Something's starting to move towards a correction in the energies to bring the mother and father closer together.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Kay Wamee, you're on the Expressway Show with Tad.
Hi, my name is Jeff, and I got a question that's really important to me that I wanted to ask. I've been trying for a long time to get out of this area, and I'm waiting this week for a response from an employer on the opposite coast about a job, and I was wondering if I'm going to get this job, because I'm just dying to know. And if I'm not going to get it, am I ever going to get out of this valley?
Is that job in New Jersey or in the southern part of New York?
Oh, my God, it's in Princeton, New Jersey, yeah.
Okay, I got it. Okay. You'll be going to New York and then transferring...
I live in New York. My whole family lives there.
Yeah, you'll be going to New York and then transferring to New Jersey within a three-month period. Within the next 3 months, that'll be... You'll be there, is the impression I'm getting. I got New Jersey. I picked it up very clearly.
Oh, that's fantastic. That's all I wanted to know. I was one more question now. Could you answer a question for a friend of mine who's trying to get through and couldn't?
Okay. What was the question?
I'll let him ask it now.
Yeah, I'm getting a brand new car here in the next couple weeks and planning a trip to Tahoe, and I was wondering, will I get it before I go to Tahoe?
Yes, I get it. Is it dark blue or black?
Yes, it is. It's right in between.
Right, yeah. Uh-huh. I got it in between those kind of colors, dark blue to black.
Right.
I got yes, and you'll be buzzing the 200 miles with stereo blazing.
Yes.
Yeah. That's what I see.
All right.
Well, have a great time in Tahoe.
Okay, thank you very much.
Good.
Kay Lemieux, you're on the Expressway Show with Tad.
Marty.
Yes, Marty.
I want to know, do you see these things hypnotist in your future?
No, I don't.
I see
curiosity in that area, but it'll wear off.
Do you know if the problem I have will resolve?
Yes, I think that it looks like a mental conflict that is causing some emotional shaking up or upset, and that this will be resolved. I think it's a conflict between what you want to do and what somebody else is trying to get you to do. Is that true?
Yeah.
Yeah. That gets resolved here in the next 7 to 8 days.
Okay.
And so it'll be clear, and a lot of the worry that you've been worrying about is unnecessary. So you can leave the worry go and see the positive success of your outcome, and you will be clear and receive that. But you have to put your mind on it now.
Okay. Do you know if I'll succeed in the music business, if I'll be a success?
Okay. Are you in strings? Yeah, I got it. The long hours of practice, I get you. You sit on the edge of your bed and play a lot?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. I got it. Yeah, that's giving you a lot of feeling, a lot of depth there. I'm getting to start programming yourself to play with a group. To magnetize a group for you to play with, and start thinking every time you're playing you're with a group and you're being successful and the group is being successful, and then the group will want you because they'll feel that impulse and your drive, and you'll magnetize that type of energy.
Yeah.
Okay, thanks a lot. Okay, bye-bye. Kay Lemieux, you're on the Expressway Show with Tad.
Yes, my name is Stan, and I've been involved for the last past year in a real estate problem, and we'll be going to court at the end of this month, and I'd like to know how I'm going to do.
Okay, is this with a multiple dwelling?
A duplex.
Yeah, okay, I got it.
And I'd like to know how I'm going to do it in the court, if I'm going to win or not.
Is this like $140,000 or something like that?
Yeah, it's about $150,000 around there.
Yeah, I get about $140,000. I get that's the number that came to my head is the settlement. Yeah.
So I will win.
Yes, $140,000, right around in there.
All right.
be a little less than what you wanted, but you have success. Yeah, it's a little.
It's for a fraud thing, but it's a little bit higher. But boy, that's more than I was really hoping. 140.
Yeah, that, I get 140. That over that is going for expense or something, and that looks like what you're coming out.
Yeah, the 26 is going to be about 10,000.
Yeah.
Also, one other question. My career is in printing. I'm a commercial printer.
Mm-hmm.
And how am I going to do that? And also, I'd want to think about building a cabin. I've been thinking about building a cabin for about 10 years. And mm-hmm. hopefully this summer looks like might be my chance if things go my way.
Is this cabin in a snow area where you can go in by overland skiing or something?
Not really. It's up in Trinity Pines.
Mm-hmm.
It's south of Whiskeytown Lake and Lewiston.
Yeah, I get an area where there's overland skiing or something near you, or you can do that if you.
Rochester.
Yeah, and. I get yes, but it's going to go a little slower than you thought in that area. But yes, you will. Yes, you will.
Will I be getting married soon, or in the next 5 years, or whatever? Or married again? Because I've been married mm-hmm. once already. Will I be getting married again?
I get yes, and I get within a 2-year cycle.
Thank you very much.
Okay, bye-bye. Kay Wami, you're on the Expressway Show with Tad.
Hi. I wanted to know, which way my career and my love life.
How your career is going, how your love life's going. You're still being educated, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What's another 2 years?
Okay.
Yeah.
No. I'm out of school.
Okay, I get something about 2 years of education. And maybe it's learning on the job or learning about a job or I get 2 years of education anyway. It comes up in my consciousness for your career, to advance your career. If you go at the point you're at now, you're not where you want to be. And so you need to have a little more fortification along the intellectual systems. And I think the systems that deal with management, that deal with how you can bring your creative energies through what you're doing too, because you have a strong creative wave there. You like beauty and integral things and nice things around you. And so that sense of beauty, and that has to extend into your career orientation too, for you to have a fulfillment. Yeah, otherwise, you would just be going along, and part of you would be doing the job, another part would be longing for more of the creative flow. In your love life, I feel that you have strong emotional attachments, and sometimes this is a little scary for your mates. And so have that depth of feeling and the sensitivity you have there, but watch about holding on too tight, or you might scare your mate away.
Do you see anything coming in that near future? Or?
Yes, I do. I get, well, you can go out now if you want. But you're a little selective.
Yeah.
Yeah, so then you've turned down a few, but... yeah, you can go out now. I don't get any hindrance for you. You just have to make a decision. You got to take a little chance and go out and experience life and see how relationships go. That's what I'm getting there.
Okay, thanks for your call. Bye-bye. Kay Wami, you're on the Expressway Show with Tad.
Oh,
don't
worry. How are you doing today?
Pretty good. How are you?
I'm waking up still.
Still waking up.
Yeah. What's your first name?
I need to know about my job.
What's your first name?
What's your first name?
I didn't hear it.
Could you speak up, please?
Got it?
Janet? Okay, let me look, Janet. The way your career is going.
Pardon me?
You're working in an office?
I work for electronics.
I see. I get just kind of going along the way you're going here. I don't get any changes.
What a bummer.
I get that if you want change, you need to create a stronger desire to give up the position you're now in, because you're there for a certain security. And that security is kind of holding you. But you'll get security no matter where you go. You'll be able to function. So, in order for you to have a new position, you have to let the old position go to a new position. That doesn't mean you have to quit. It means you have to stop relying on it for the security and see something else coming to fulfill your security there.
How about my love life? I am married.
I get sometimes a male domination. The guy wants to tell you what to do and doesn't always consider where you want to go. So you need to get a clearer rapport there, because that'll cause emotional and sometimes argumentative energies, is what I'm getting.
Can you avoid that?
Yes. Change your responses to the pressures when they come up in you. Rechannel the energy. If you feel yourself going to respond in a negative way, think of something very positive and rechannel the energy to that positive energy. Think of a positive attribute, what nice qualities your mate has in some area, what strengths they have, and concentrate on those. If you, the old saying goes, accentuate the positive, eliminate the negative, and don't mess with Mr. In-Between. So accentuate your positive values and positive attributes of your mate, and eliminate response to the negative side. And where you are together, stay together.
How about my years? It could work, sir.
This looks like a pretty fulfilling year. It's starting off slow, but it starts accelerating as we get into March and April. And then during the summer, I think you're going to have some good times. Are you planning to take a trip to Hawaii?
Oh, God. I wish.
Well, I think that you're going to travel over water or something. I think you're going to fly over water, is the impression I'm getting in the summertime, a vacation or a trip someplace in the late summer.
It's me.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you.
Okay.
I think you might even win it.
I might even win it?
Yeah. I think that the husband or you might win it.
All right.
Okay. Thanks for your call.
All right. Fine.
Bye-bye. Okay, with me, you're on the Expressway Show with Tat.
Oh, no, I'm with you. How about you guys?
No, we're working out.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Sounds like that guy's doing really good, too. Yeah, my name is Bobby, and I have a couple questions about it.
Okay, Bob.
First, I have a lawsuit pending up in Sonora. I'd like to know how he feels about that.
Does it involve an automobile accident?
No, it doesn't.
What's it involving?
It's involving an assault.
I see. Because I got something crashing. Okay.
I don't like that, yeah.
Was there alcohol or something involved, too?
No, there wasn't.
I see. Okay. I get a positive result here for you as I'm looking at it. I get a crash happen or a crashing or clashing of energies here, verbal and then physical. Is that what happened?
Yeah, kind of like that.
Yeah. That's the line it follows. And there's something in the other individuals trying to get even or something to that effect, but I feel it's all going to be defused.
That's exactly what it entails. Yeah. I just want to know how the lawsuit might be turning out.
Positive for you.
Yeah.
I get positive. But I think if there's going to be something, some monetary transaction here too in it. But still, yeah. You'll come
well,
out.
I'd like to find out about if you have an impression on my life in general with words and with love throughout the next year for me.
I get in and out of relationships until around the summertime. I'm getting July, August. Something happens March, April area too, and that frees you up from something that was kind of binding you in the past. Now, I don't know whether it seems like over a woman there was an argumentative energy that is stuck in the subconscious mind, and I think there was a male conflict between yourself and another male about a woman. I don't know, it was the father or some kind of power authority figure or some guy trying to pull power or something on you. That happened within the last, I'd say, three-year period. It's in the subconscious mind, so it throws off relationships a bit. You need to let that go. Does that come to mind? Yeah. So let that one go. And when you do, then you'll be more open to have a freer flowing relationship and good success in it.
Yeah.
Looks better as we get into the late summer and into the fall area where you get into a more steady relationship.
So how about my work aspect? How's my career going?
I get good and successful, and I get you're going to expand in it.
Right, that's it.
That's
what exactly.
That's I'm getting at this point.
Well, I thank you very much for your advice, and thanks a lot. Have a good night.
All right,
okay.
Thank you. Listen. Bye-bye. Kay, with me, you're on the Expressway Show with Tad.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
This is Dan, and I'd like to know what you see in the next 6 months, say, for me in my career and in my social life.
You like to party, huh?
I enjoy it, yeah.
Yeah. I get partying. I don't get, like, blowout kind of parties. I get kind of fun parties, social kind of parties. I get a girl on your arm, dark, curly hair, could be black hair. Real deep eyes, seems to hold close to your right side a lot, probably holds on to your arm, has like a childlike nature, but a very strong woman quality too. So that's the feminine picture I get next to you. And I get, you know, party kind of atmospheres, and then things getting more where you and her are more alone together. After a few weeks of that kind of energy.
Well, what about professionally?
Okay. Are you doing something where you do a lot of talking?
Communication's a big part of it, yeah.
Okay, I get a lot of communication. I get a lot of descriptive communication. I don't know whether you're talking or writing it down or putting in words or processing words of some sort. That's the impression I get there, and success along those lines.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Okay. Bye-bye. KOME, you're on the Expressway Show with Tad.
Hi, Tad. My name is Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
I was wondering what you saw for me in a career. What strengths you see, because
I see you have a lot of determination and a lot of persistence, but sometimes a lack of confidence. Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Love and respect yourself. Don't be so hard on yourself. And give yourself the credit of your past successes. Keep your mind one-pointed, and the emotions are throwing you off, and they start your mind wondering, and you get off of where you really want to go, trying to please someone else. Be happy and be satisfied within yourself, and then those around you will be satisfied too. But we get support for everything we want to do, and if we want to be hard on ourselves, then others will help us by being hard on us too. And if we are happy and joyful with ourselves, then others will be supportive and be happy and joyful with us also. So that's the way the energies go. If you want love, give love. If you want truth, give truth. If you want wisdom, give wisdom. Whatever you want, give it away.
Am I heading in the right direction as far as my career? Because I've been...
I feel you're very self-determined and you've got a good hold on it. The only flaw I see at times, you're just very critical. You need to just lighten up on yourself, love yourself, respect yourself, and you'll be fine.
What do you see my gifts to be?
I see gifts of determination, of an inner strength. Once you make a decision, that you can really stick with it. If you don't take and try to get a bunch of other opinions, if you follow your own heart, but when you get a bunch of other opinions, then that throws you off. So your strength is when you really follow what you know to do, you're going to have success. Another thing I feel, a strong control over systems and strong intuitional awarenesses. A lot of times you know things before they're going to happen. And sometimes you try to control the outcome. Don't try to control the outcome. If you don't want it to happen, just null and void it and put in what you want to happen in the vision, but don't try to go outside of yourself and make that happen. Do it within, and then that'll become the magnetic center for your success there. But a lot of times you've got this outward movement of authority and power, which is a good gift for leadership abilities, but again, the lack of confidence doesn't let you use it to the fullest. So you've got a very bright mind, you've got a good psychic consciousness, and stable abilities in the emotional areas you need to work on, and be satisfied with your physical body, too. Because sometimes you're saying, oh, I got too much here, not enough there. And
okay, thank you.
You look fine to me.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Kay, with me, you're on the Expressway Show at TAT.
Hi.
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 I'd like to know how my future is going to be working with my father with his new business.
Okay, your first name?
Helen.
Helen. Is this like a little store?
Yeah.
All right, I got it.
Starting it up again.
I beg your pardon?
Starting it up again, like.
Yeah. Was he sick or something there for a little while?
No.
I get something like something was dis-ease, he wasn't at ease.
Yes, we had a kind of like a failure in our family.
I see.
Like a business.
Okay. That upset or dis-ease or not being at ease kind of haunts him a little bit. Give him confidence. Give him strength. I feel you will have a success, and our past failures only strengthen us. They give us patience and power to go on. And so I feel that you'll have a success in that area, and that you play a big part in giving your father strength and confidence, because he may not always let you know it, but he's really interested in your opinion of him. So you can help him a lot.
He helps my love life look in the future.
Very active, especially during this summer.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. Well, we have time for one more call, and we'll take it right now. KOME, you're on the Expressway Show.
Hello, my name's Joe. I have small questions for you.
Okay, Joe, what is it?
Number one is, my wife and I separated a couple months ago. Do you see us getting back together, or do we get a divorce?
Is she with her parents right now?
Yes, she is.
I see it. Okay. Well, they're talking to her, and they're influencing her to a contrary energy against coming back together. I think that they don't have a high opinion of you, and so they're influencing in sometimes a negative way. What you need to do is, at this point, I don't see it coming back together unless you determine. See those qualities in that brought you together. Think about those and think about her and transfer that kind of thought to her. If you want to really be serious about bringing this merger back together, there's some qualities I see in your consciousness that you want in the relationship, and there's other things you don't want in a relationship. First of all, you want to be the leader in the energies and not compromise so much by trying to please the other party, because that was the conflict. There wasn't a satisfaction there.
Does that kind of describe you?